Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Yes.
96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air.
Got to make it
phone
real, buddy.
Phone lines here are 605-4567, the 20th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center ramping up for, as long along with dignity, ramping up for the coronavirus, if it hits us hard here. Jared's at the helm. Thanks, Jared. We self-isolate because Jared's what, 20 feet away from us behind locked doors.
And double-pane glass.
And he just wiped himself down.
No spewing on that glass.
That's right. He wiped himself down with the wipes. Linda's in here spraying everything.
I did.
Good morning, Linda.
And doubled it.
Okay, one of the reasons that we're here today, or the main reason we're here today, is to be able to pass on information. We have two guests that are supposed to be on today. One talking about the housing situation here, but also another from Health and Human Services. We don't know if they're going to be here, however, since of the stay in place ordered by the, or shelter in place, I should say, that was issued by Governor Newsom.
And I think it's confusing because I say, what exactly does that mean, shelter in place? You know, if you have for some people who have a weekend home, does that mean you can go to your weekend home and shelter in place in your weekend home?
The thing is trying to isolate yourself from society. And if your weekend home, you know, does that, I say yes, it counts.
But you're still out and about.
But the point is that you're moving out and about. Now, law enforcement is not going to stop you if they see you out. This was Newsom. Newsom said that as of yesterday, that law enforcement is not going to stop people. Jared, did you see a big difference in today than yesterday?
Traffic-wise? I didn't see any difference from as far as I could tell. Which was surprising.
I come in kind of early, so it's always kind of skosh anyway. But I noticed that I didn't see as many cars working or parking in front of the New County Courthouse.
Oh no, I did.
Did you? Okay.
I came in about 15 minutes after you,
and the guys were
out there. Yeah.
So they're
the
building.
Workers,
they're
yes.
Considering that the part of the infrastructure that they're building. Okay, what's the weather look like?
Okay, everybody, good morning on this Friday. We are live, I'm just going to, before I go to the well, I'll do this after the weather. Today will be sunny with a high near 66. This is a beautiful day. Like, why we're sheltering, this is a time, for me personally, I'm going to take my house plants out and water them and let them get some sunshine and water and probably do some weed pulling and that kind of thing. Clear tonight with our lows of around 40. Saturday calls for another sunny day with a high near 71. Wonderful weather. Saturday night, mostly clear with the lows 42. Sunday, 72 and sunny. So we're looking forward towards a wonderful clear weekend. Sunday night, we may have a chance of rain. Monday, rain likely. It just all of a sudden goes up to 80% of chance of rain on Monday with our high of 62 and our overnight lows of 41. What's beautiful about the weekend is if you wanted to go in the backyard, like, again, do some, work and, outside activity in the backyard with family, et cetera. I mean, this is, it'd be interesting to see how dynamics have changed in families in these last 2 weeks. You know, what kind of communication is going on? And, if you can't really dive into, you know, like teenagers, maybe, you know, being on internet or other people being on the internet or no sports. What do you do with that? So all kinds of psychological aspects happening with the coronavirus outbreak as well. But our weather, let's go back to our sponsors, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're veteran owned, locally owned. You know, boy, I'll tell you what, when we go through.
They're still delivering propane too. I mean, this is part of the needed services. So they're out there, they're delivering propane to people that need it, businesses.
Well, especially when you're at home all the time, you're using more.
That's right. So they're out there. Chuck and Judy Kinney are making sure that you're getting the propane supplies that you need there. Plus the fact they have, they've opened up a new line for generators. As we know, during the summer, we lose power because of, you know, PG&E cuts off the power if there's high winds and it's and it looks like there could be a fire caused. So they're offering generators for sale now that can either be for your entire house or smaller sizes to keep your essential services like your air conditioning or your refrigerators, freezers from, you know, not working. So give them a call, 365-3793. Gosh, so many things going on about this. The shelter in place yesterday. I went to a restaurant yesterday, or to the sandwichery yesterday. It was still open, as you'll see many of the restaurants were, that they're doing takeout and people are ordering. But they're still open. We've had a number of people calling in. We've reached out to other people to talk about, you know, their business is still open. Have called
right.
us.
Well,
Kaleidoscope
like for...
Coffee. Now, this was as of yesterday,
okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen today. But as of yesterday, business was open. But that was before the
shelter in place, which we saw. We heard Moonstone.
Right.
Moonstone is closed until April 1st, and what they did is just made the decision to close and then donated all their food to the schools.
Our schools.
To the schools, so the schools could be able to deliver. And I thought that was brilliant in a certain sense. But you know, again, what we've and Carlene's was on this morning on the news talking about how now whether she's decided to close or not, I am not sure. I don't think so, because it's not mandatory that you close a restaurant.
They've requested it, and people are still able, I believe, to get takeout. But here, let me read a few things here. Rayleigh's assisting seniors, they're going to offer a pre-selected bag of grocery staples at a discounted price for people over 65 years of age. A caretaker or friend will be able to pick up the bag. They're also hiring people, as is Safeway, Costco, and all that. They're hiring people that may have lost their jobs or servers or whatever because they need help in stocking the shelves. And by the way, my friends, I hope this panic buying has slowed down. The shipments are still coming in. You just need to have time. So maybe stop buying every bag of beans or rice that you can see out there, or bread. You know, you don't need 25 loaves of bread. You don't need pallets of water. You sure as hell don't need pallets of toilet paper, which is, you know, was funny at first, but now you have to kind of ask yourself.
Can I talk just a second and interrupt you or bring along with you about the toilet paper? That Reading toilet paper shortage caused clogs in the Reading sewers. The people were actually tearing up T-shirts to wipe with, what else, and then flushing that down the toilet has caused severe clogs. So, you know, something you used to say in the military is that if it's not brown, don't flush it.
No.
What was it?
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. No, but that was not the only thing, too, is
wow.
that the, you know, if you don't have toilet paper, if you have to use something else that's not going to go down the sewers, then you just put it in a bag.
This is what they do in Greece, and they do this in a lot of
places. You just put it into a bag, and you close the bag, and you hold that, and you throw it away, because garbage pickup is still coming
right.
along.
But let's just share with them many times that we've been in foreign countries, you cannot flush toilet paper down the toilet.
Their sewers are not meant for that. If you're in a Middle Eastern country, in many of those, if you use toilet paper, that's it. It's just not.
Well,
that's gone. It's finished.
This happened for me in Puerto Rico. This has happened for me in Italy. It happened for me definitely in China. It happened for me in Hong Kong.
In a cabin we rented down a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, yeah, that's right. We were down actually out of Napa Valley, and they requested that you don't,
you used a bag there.
You used the bag there.
Okay,
because,
let me finish up here with
go
these
ahead.
Other things, too. Well, first, we're going to take a break. I've got a number of things to talk about from stores, from services being cut. things being closed and funds being set up. And we'll also discuss the fact that there's going to be an economic package sent out for people. And we're going to get a little bit more into that. We're going to give an update of things that are happening in the sheriff's department and the police department. Also, when you start talking about this, if you have some things you want to talk about, you know, that you've been, now you're home, and now you've been kind of cut off, unless you're in there with four kids. Oh, but if you've been kind of cut off, you want to give a call in here and just say, hey, what do you think about what's going on with this coronavirus? Please give us a call. And tell us if you think it were, you know, if this is, if it's too much of a reaction, not enough of a reaction, what do you think could be done? 7:15 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work on appointments, so if you give them a call at 244-9478, you can give them a call and see if they're going to be open. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? Discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these announcements.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday live edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And yes, Carl and I are hunkering down in the studio, and we live close by. We had, believe it or not, we had a couple weekend plans coming up, and I think, as we all know, things changed overnight. So we don't know if some of our shows are going to be live over the weekend or whether they're going to be pre-recorded, but we know some people want to get in. This is a form of communication where people can take calls and share with one another, you know, what we're experiencing, how we forge forward.
That's right. If you've got something you want to say, just give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with all the stuff that's going on, essential services are out there, Advanced Automotive, Alliance Heating and Air. If something's going wrong with your heater during this time, it's 39 degrees out there, give Alliance Heating and Air a call. They have the experience. They have the personnel there. And they'll be there to help you in your hour of need. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org. The Shasta County Sheriff Office Records and Civil Units will be canceling the following public services for the next 2 weeks or until further notice. Effective Tuesday, March 17th, all new CCW applications, including related fingerprinting schedule interviews, all fingerprinting services, requests for criminal reports at the window, and all other miscellaneous service and requests have been canceled. The records unit will continue to provide the following public services: CCW renewals, vehicle releases, repossessions, 290PC registrant services, all civil services open contingent upon Shasta County Superior Court Civil Division operation, requests for criminal reports via mail or email with attached copy of state-issued photo ID. Their hours are going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Friday. Drop boxes with instructions are there. That's at the sheriff's office. The other things, too, that are happening, I just want to go through them quickly, is the Target is reserving the first hour of shopping for seniors and those with health issues. The Reading store opens at 8 a.m. daily. We'll have a new closing hour of 9 p.m. so employees can restock shelves and perform cleaning, because everybody's doing a lot of deeper cleaning now. Haven Humane is going to be cutting some services. It would cut some services and limit the number of people entering its lobby. Weekly vaccine clinics are canceled. Mm-hmm. Follow-up vaccinations are still offered at the hospital from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Spay and neuter appointments are available as space permits. They're going to add a 30-day grace period for pet owners licensing their dogs. They'll post pictures of found dogs on this website. Anybody who's lost or found a dog, please give them a call at 241-2550. Rolling Hills has joined Wind River in a temporary closure. Well, that's a good idea, because if anybody gets into places, and a lot of people smoke in those areas too. Whiskey Town is closed, visitor center, park areas. Shasta Regional Community Foundation has set up a COVID-19 fund, set up a relief fund for people impacted by the closure and other fallout from the coronavirus now, since so many businesses are being impacted on this. So many unemployment, unemployment could jump 1.5 million here in a week. So because of all these businesses that are shutting down and people are staying out.
A big influx on
Cascade Theater is shut.
Unemployment.
Movie theaters.
Yeah. There's going to be like
April 9th
all
canceled.
Of the waiters, servers, bartenders, people that are out of business or, you know, unemployment. Now, sadly enough, I don't want this to be bummer land. You know, these are just realities. that a couple of, you know, people are laying off too as well. So they have to go on unemployment until they figure out what's going to be happening in the next month. But last night when Governor Newsom was talking, he also, this is staggering, but this is why we need to be mindful when you're driving and you're thinking about disinfecting and sheltering and what you need to do with the practices that are so vitally important. And yes, it does irk me when I see all the kids out on spring break, out on the beaches.
What are people thinking of? Why don't they just shut down the beaches?
Because they are in certain places. But anyway, it said that, and this is a reality, we did have dinner on Friday night at Carlene's with a couple doctors who said this is really serious. This is very big because there's certain areas that haven't even tested yet, and you're going to see the numbers soar. So, as Governor Newsom last night said, in the next 8 weeks, 56% of California population could contract the virus. No, over the next 8 weeks. So when you think about that and all of the festivities that we see that are being canceled, there's such a, you know, we've got to try to figure out how we can bring light into those, you know, we love those festivals and events that we go to that become like traditions. And we've got to figure out what we can do in order to, keep positive, understand that we're going through a time in the world. It's not just in California, but it's the world. So also in the news, thousands of scientists worldwide are working to create vaccines against the new coronavirus. At least 41 are in the works now.
Well, let's talk about one that that President Trump talked about yesterday. It's an old drug. It was found in the 1930s. It's called the quinine. It's like quinine. It was used for malaria, anti-malaria drugs. And because what it does is, it has side effects, however. Mm-hmm. If you were in the service, if you were a veteran, you took these. And what it does is it prevents the virus from entering the cells, and which then means they can't infect it. So this is something. Chloroquinine is they're looking at it as being a way maybe that they can start treating people. But, again, it goes back into we've got to kind of separate. We've got to slow down the virus. And ways of doing that is just what we're doing. People are staying in place. They're doing working from home. The schools are shut down. We want to spread out the – I know it sounds terrible, but we want to spread this out. We want to flatten the curve of the virus because if it peaks, we're not going to have enough hospitals. I don't think there's enough hospitals in the U.S. to try and handle all of these. That's why the National Guard has been called up. They've got hospitals. They've got things they can set up like that, temporary housing. Governor Newsom has asked that the USS Mercy, a hospital ship from the U.S. Navy, be parked in the L.A. Basin into the harbor there. It's got over 1,000 beds, and it can treat and it can isolate from right there.
Interesting. A Biogen employee who allegedly flew from Massachusetts to Los Angeles to China and then tested positive for COVID-19 is under investigation in China for concealing her symptoms and putting fellow travelers at risk of infections. See, a lot of people just think, oh, this doesn't affect me. I got to go. I got to do what I got to do. Because I've been guilty thinking, oh, this doesn't affect me. I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about in my lifetime. This is where we really have to be we need to not only nationally minded, but world minded. And this is a shift I think that none of us have ever experienced. I mean, we know what 9/11 felt like for those who were alive. We know what the car fires were up here in the campfire for us in the North State. Snowmageddon, but we've never been facing a world pandemic just like this one with the closures. And So their severity, well, we talked about this earlier, draconian, actually, in Italy. They're not only going to give you a fine. The next, now what they're doing is if you're going someplace and you don't have the filled out paper of where you're going, you can actually have it on your permanent record, which would be like us having a...
It's a felony.
A felony.
Yep. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Chad Nielsen from...
Wonderful news.
...from the city of Reading, and we're going to be talking about housing, and the housing programs are going to be helping people here, and probably some in the near future. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-owned, I should say owned, community-run, locally owned, locally operated. Two branches right here in town, 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Reilly Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but they want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. 7:30 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to
that. Free fluid top-offs. Now that is service. And we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And good morning and welcome back to our live edition, 735 here on KCNR. Jared is at the helm. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Again, we're encouraging you to call in, 605-4567, if you've got something on your mind. But we do have a really, you know, amidst all of, you know, the clenching and the quenching of the hands and the, you know, what are we doing? And, oh, my God, what am I doing? Okay, family time, et cetera, is we do have a positive segment coming here with our friend Chad. Can't wait to share with that. But first, our portion of the show. If somebody's been a longtime supporter of Free Fire Radio, and that is Shelly from Tobacco and Brew. And I just saw yesterday that they're delivering, you know, coffees or whatever your
tobacco products.
Tobacco products they are delivering.
That's so, right. They're if you give them a call at 223-2049.
That's right.
Or you can pick it up outside. You know, you can they'll just deliver that's it outside, good. Or they'll deliver it to your home. They're located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Another one of those unsung businesses that support so much of what goes on in this community
and hugely supports our veterans
and supports our veterans big time.
Which again, is a great segue into our next guest.
Again, the phone number is 223-2049, and Chad Nielsen is here with us. He's been a friend of ours for, well, I don't know, 10 years, since I've been here. We have a few things in common. We're both ruggedly handsome. We're both married to beautiful women, and we're both Marines. So, good morning there, son.
Good morning, sir. Hoorah.
Hoorah. Chad was one of four young men from Shasta, or from Redding, that enlisted in the Marine Corps together. And all of you all saw combat over in Iraq. Chad came home and started going back to school. He's got his college degree and has done a number of things in town. But this is one of those guys that is eternally positive. Ever since I've known him, you know, a lot of us go through different things, and Chad's gone through different things, I'm sure, but you wouldn't know it. And maybe his wife knows it. She probably does. Anyway, Chad, tell us where you're working at now. I mean, you're working at the city, but what you're doing now.
I'm a housing specialist with the City of Redding Housing Division, and we you know, have a lot of programs available for, you know, income eligible people in the community, namely seniors and disabled folks, and you know, wanted to come on today and explain, you know, our programs, and then hopefully, you know, get a good push for, you know, near future.
Yeah, because there's money out there, and during this time frame when there's maybe people have lost their jobs, and but they still need to have things done.
Shelter.
And, you know, while you're in shelter, that the City of Redding has programs, as you said, to help people. So you want to start with the first one there for the fixing or whatever you have there. You've got
a whatever you feel inspired to share.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is the Minor Home Repair Program for Seniors, the SRP program is what we call it. And what that is it's a $1,500 lifetime grant that can be used per fiscal year of $500 for minor home repairs for seniors. They have to qualify income-wise under 80% area median income and own their home. But this is a great program because it's no out-of-pocket cost for the owner. The city, the handymen who are licensed and, you know, vetted through
that's great.
Absolutely, through the City Housing Division. And this can be used for a multitude of things, plumbing, small electrical, maintenance to, you know, furnaces, swamp coolers, Small roofing repairs, gutters, railings. You know, if your railings are wobbly, we can come in and tighten them up for you. So health and safety.
Can we get a little bit clearer? Okay, so you're a senior.
Yes.
You own your home. And you have to qualify. What was the 80%?
80% of area median income. So posted on our website is the income limit.
Okay.
And as long as you own your home and you're under that 80% of the income, you qualify for this program. You do have to own your home.
Right.
That's one thing.
Right.
But it's a great, it's a great program.
That's loving on our seniors right there.
Absolutely. Mm. We take care of everything. We put you in contact with the licensed handyman, and, the repairs are done in a timely manner, and it costs the homeowners nothing.
Well, I think a good visual, like, say, for instance, you're a senior. We're seniors, actually, but, you're elderly, and you can't fix that rain gutter.
Absolutely.
You can't. Your sprinklers are broken.
You might have a
water leak.
Well, you could have a water leak. You could have a the fungus? Not the fungus. The that's in the walls.
But mold.
If you have some mold, all these things.
We have other programs that deal with the larger projects too, and I can actually kind of segue into that. The next program we have is the emergency repair program. So this is a loan, but it is a for seniors. So same criteria. You got to be 62 years of age or older, own your home, under 80% area median income. If you meet these qualifications, you actually qualify for a deferred loan. So no payments will be required for the time that you occupy your residence. So if you move out, start renting your house, the note would become due and payable. But once again, zero out-of-pocket costs, up to $4,000. We can come in and do other repairs, health and safety, wheelchair ramps, accessibility. Mm.
And you don't have to pay for this until you sell your house.
Absolutely.
Or until you leave your house.
Yes.
So what that does is you don't have to worry about that till the day that that you sell, and then you pay back the $4,000 or whatever it is to the city.
Yes.
And they're deferred, which can help a lot of our elderly that are on fixed incomes for sure.
Absolutely. And these programs are geared towards that, and we know that people they retire and then they limited funds. So these programs are designed to help and not hinder.
Excellent. Okay, so that's the senior. Let's talk about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Chad. He's with the City of Reading and the Housing Development. Is that what it's called?
Housing Division and the Housing and Community Development.
Okay, mm-hmm. Housing and Community. Okay, so that's a program for seniors. What else do we have?
All right, then we also have the Homeowner Rehabilitation Loan or the Owner Occupied Loan. And so that's available for anybody in the city. You do have to meet the same criteria. You got to own your home, be under 80% area median income. But these are larger loans for rehab of your home. If your bathroom needs an update. Kitchen. Everything, electrical, you name it. We can pretty much facilitate. The licensed contractors at this point, because it is a larger project. Anything over $500 requires a licensed contractor. Mm-hmm. So we put you in touch with who we have vetted through the Housing Division. And, these are loans. So, 3% simple interest. And we can, set up the payment plans and everything else and, get these repairs done for you in, a timely manner.
So, seeing you socially for the last 10 years, I feel like when you walked in this morning, this is something you're very motivated with this position that you've found. We've seen you in different aspects of since you've come out of the military, what you've done with your family and with different jobs. And this one seems like it's a great fit for you. And you found a place, well, first of all, because you're such a warrior, this is a way to really help people find our cities providing something where you're involved in helping our place be a better place.
No, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, I've done a lot since, you know, my military stint with, you know, college and, you know, everything from private security to government contracting to managing an insulation company. So, and now with the city. So it's very rewarding to me.
Yes, I feel that.
And, you know, I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, I like that. I feel it.
Chad does good at everything
he
does.
Yeah,
you know, I saw him one time. You know, you were doing like two or three jobs, I think, at one point.
You were.
Because you're going to college at the same time. And you were the security out at Anselmo's.
Right.
I was.
And I tell you, there was one night there, I was kind of standing out there.
That's
and
a book.
And a limousine arrived.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
If you remember this or not. But a limousine arrived with like six girls in it, young women. For a bachelorette party.
Oh, my gosh.
And every one of them got out, and they go, it's Chad! You are so cool about the whole thing. Well, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you since high school and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, they're going to drag him in there. But, nope, didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
And, but you were so cool about the whole thing. And then they all went in there and did whatever they were doing. I left. So I assume they all got home because I don't see the limousine out there. It's been several years. But
you would have to talk about that. We're talking about housing department.
We're talking about housing, but I'm just talking about
good old Chad.
About Chad Nielsen and having somebody like you. We talk about – and this is where I'm getting at. We talk about city employees. And, you know, people have this distrust of higher ranking and politicians and all that. But we cannot forget we've got lots of people just like Chad Nielsen working in our city, in our county, at our state, national offices that they're hardworking. They want the best for the community, and they want to make an impact on our community. And that's what we have to remember is that we have Chad Nielsens in there. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Part of this, you know, is safety, is that if you've been waiting to, you know, if you've got a safety issue with your windshield, you can take it down to 3208 South Market Street. Another better-known business that guarantees his work for life, whether it's a chip or a large crack. You can give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. We'll be right back after these messages.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Call the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. now through February 29th, 2020. See us and go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And good morning. Oh, my gosh, we're right back on the air. We're just, you know, chatting away. Chad is here with us here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carla Lindebaugh with Free Fire Radio. It's 7:51 in the morning. As we're looking out, Carl, this is very interesting. If we look out the window here, I was just saying to Chad at the break, you know, there is not a lot of traffic.
Not a lot.
Check that out.
And by the way, our guests for 8 o'clock have arrived from the Shasta County Health and Human Services.
Excellent.
And we're going to be talking about the public health side of this.
Great.
And I said, I wasn't sure that you guys were going to be here. And they said, we think we'd probably need to be here
more than
anywhere
ever right
else.
Now. Okay, so Chad.
Chad Nielsen.
Okay, our portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, of course.
This is where Linda, she self-isolates in Four Winds Jewelry.
It's just they got you covered, so check them out on Hilltop Drive. Chad Nielsen, let's talk about, we were talking about housing and some of the programs. What's the website?
So the website is cityofreading.org, and if you just go to the departments, go to Housing Division, Housing Community Development, and the housing programs, and you'll find all the information.
So we've talked, the first segment that we had, John, we talked about the senior, if you were 80%, there was an 80% that I'm still stuck on. But anyway, so go online and you'll find out, you know, if you're going to help out mom.
80% of the
area
median income, if you've got 80% of that, and that's kind of a low barrier.
And a homeowner.
And the median income is something only like 38,000, 36,000, something like that. So 80% of that. So this would be people that, Social Security, they're living on three grand a month or two grand a month. You need to check out to see if you
qualify
for this, because this is a way to get your home fixed up, you know, smaller repairs, but like you said, wheelchair ramps. And now that people are home more, this may be a time to try and get this thing done. A lot of seniors are working because they need to work, for a variety of reasons. So you need to check something out like this or get a hold of Chad. So what other programs we have, Chad?
All right. So the next one we're going to talk about is actually the program that I head up is the Home Buyer Program, which is formerly the First Time Home Buyer Program. What that is the city will essentially give you gap financing to buy a better home. So once again, you have to be under 80% area median income. The maximum purchase price on homes right now, we just got it up, it's about $270,000. People at 80% to 50% area median income qualify for $57,000. And people at that very low income can qualify up to $90,000. So these loans are deferred for 30 years at 3% interest, and no payments required. And so if you fall in that category and you go out and go to a mortgage lender and you only qualify for $150,000, we can come in with $57,000. Now you're looking at homes in the $207,000 range with no payments required other than the payment on your first insurance taxes in that.
Yeah, and this is another great program for people that are starting out in life in this.
Absolutely.
And lost their homes in the disaster.
That's right. And maybe their insurance didn't cover everything, or they didn't have insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it's sometimes we forget that there's safety nets out there. We just have to know about them. And this is one of the ways of finding out.
And you know, just touching on the, you know the fires that happened in 2018. So the city of Reading applied for Cal Home Disaster Relief Funds, and we should be getting our award any time now. So that money is going to be strictly set aside for disaster victims of the Camp and Carr fire or any disaster in that time frame. So it's our only program that's going to go up to 120% of area median income, so in that moderate range. And I believe the cap on that is going to be right at $100,000. So same terms, 3% deferred, but geared towards the people that, like you said, Carl, you know, maybe didn't have the adequate coverage on their home when it was lost.
Yeah. And now we're seeing people that are having their home insurance canceled, or, you know, because they live in a certain area. So that's, they're trying to scramble to get that. And if they have a disaster during that time frame, I just saw where a house burnt down that had avoided, you know, the houses around it in the Carr fire had burnt, but it did not burn. And for some other reason, it just burnt. So,
yeah.
You know, you wonder if they had insurance because of the cancellations of insurance. So we're here with Chad Nielsen from the City of Reading. He's talking about programs for people that need help with their homes that qualify with their income. These are programs that can help seniors, can help those. It doesn't have to be seniors, but to help them get them in homes, which is one of the big things that we're fighting with right now in California, is finding housing for everybody. So how do people get a hold of you, Chad?
So they can call me directly. My number is 530-225-4173, or by email. It's just C. Nielsen, my last name, at City of Reading.
How do you spell Nielsen for people?
It's N-E-I-L-S-O-N.
See, some people will spell that differently.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's N-E-I.
N-E-I-L-S-O-N.
cityofreading.org.
Chad, we certainly appreciate you coming in today to talk about this. It won't be the last time because there's other – I'm sure – do you have, like, events? We're not going to be having them now, of course. But do you have, like, events that – for housing events that people can come in, or you're part of another one? You said that you were at one of these events and you all were packed.
Yeah, we do. We actually are doing a big push right now for local contractors and handymen in the community. We just sent out a letter to over 75, contractors and handymen looking to recruit, qualified people to, you know, do this work. We're having a hard time getting people. It's just, you know, it's an application process. You got to have the insurance in place. But, you know, it's a great program if you want to get involved with the community, help out our seniors, and help out people.
You get paid.
And you get paid.
You're bidding
just
a job.
Like, absolutely. There is a bid process. Competitive bid process is what we're wanting. So more than one contractor bidding on these jobs. So if you do get a letter, please don't just throw it away. You know, give Steve Hagan a call and talk with him. See if it's a good fit for you and your company. Even if you're trying to keep people busy, you know, with the senior repair program and minor home repair program. I mean, it will really, it's very beneficial for our community. And also, you know, just in closing, if you know anybody that's a senior that is, you know, going through, you know, a tough time and, you know, having troubles keeping up, you know, their property and stuff like that, you know, grandparents, parents, maybe a neighbor, you know, go to the website, get a hold of Steve or myself, and let us help these people out. This money's here for our you know, seniors.
Right now, it's just sitting there.
It's
so
sitting
what
there.
What we're trying to do is get it done.
Absolutely.
Chad, thanks
and
so
thank
much,
you
Chad
for your
Nielsen.
Service, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You know what? You know, again, it's this is people like Chad Nielsen and Steve and so many others in our city that we so much appreciate you all and the efforts you're making to keep our city safe and to make it better. So thanks a lot, Chad Nielsen.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, hey, when we come back, we're going to be with our representatives from the Shasta County Health and Human Services talking about public health.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. That restricts non-essential movements to control the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the U.S. is warning Americans to avoid all international travel and told citizens abroad to return now or face what could be an indefinite absence. California's governor, of course, asking all 40 million residents there to stay home, saying that if not, it could stress out the state's health care system. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Tony Fauci says it's pretty clear how to tell the difference between the coronavirus and a regular cold.
I've spoken to people, my colleagues have been infected, and it's pretty consistent. They get fever, they get achy, they get a flu-like syndrome, they get a cough, they get a little bit short of breath. It isn't really a predominance of upper airway symptoms.
There's some good news about the virus today in Wuhan, China, where the outbreak began, offering a ray of hope with no new infections now. For a second day in a row, only 39 cases reported nationwide. In Tokyo, the Olympic flame has completed its difficult journey from Greece to Japan. Here's correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
The journey signifies a small symbolic victory for the IOC and local organizers who maintain the Tokyo Olympics will open on July 24 amid a chorus of doubters who believe that it should be postponed or cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. The flame, carried in a tiny canister from Greece, reached Japan aboard a white aircraft painted with the inscription Tokyo 2020 Olympic Torch Relay.
And that is Charles A. Ledesma reporting word from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing the deadline for filing U.S. income taxes has been moved from April 15th to July 15th. On Wall Street, the Dow right now at 402 points. More from townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
U.S. home sales jumped in February to their highest level in 13 years.
The National Association of Realtors says home sales jumped 6.5% in February from the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 5.77 million. The report covers contracts that were signed in December and January with closings in February. The sales increase is a trend that may likely be reversed as people stop showing their property out of fear of infection from the coronavirus outbreak.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the Scripps National Spelling Bee won't be held as scheduled this year because of the coronavirus. Scripps announced its decision this morning, citing recommendations against large gatherings by the CDC and the ongoing state of emergency in the state of Maryland. The bee had been scheduled for the week of May 24th and was to have taken place at a convention center in Oxon Hill, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
A battle between authorities and gun rights advocates is playing out in Northern California.
Authorities say a gun shop called Solar Tactical in Castro Valley has refused to close despite the shelter-at-home order. Officers have advised the shop to close. "We'll start out nice," Alameda County Sheriff Sergeant Ray Kelly said Thursday. "Then we'll post a notice to close, and then we'll take enforcement." The shop did not answer phone calls Thursday and did not immediately respond to messages. A message on its Facebook page said the store is now operating on an appointment-only basis and urged customers to call local police to protest the effort to close it and other gun stores.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Grocery store chains and other retailers are trying to ease the fears of senior citizens over the coronavirus by reserving special shopping times just for them. Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, and Dollar General, among the supermarkets that are dedicating special times, usually early in the day, for senior citizens. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 20th of March, 2020, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They've ramped up for the epidemic that's going on. We had a show with many of their people from the emergency room on what they're doing and how they're handling this. Last night from 6 to 8, we're going to replay that show Monday morning from 7 to 9, and then we'll have it up in our archives that people can just go to it. It had a tremendous amount of information in that. So
wonderful information.
Linda, and Dr. Jared, thanks a lot for coming in, buddy.
Yeah.
We've self-isolated back in the
right.
in the
good
production
morning, Jared.
Area.
Good morning, and no problem.
Okay.
Hey, let's give you an update on the weather. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 66 and our overnight lows of 40. Saturday calls for sunny with our high of 71 and overnight lows of 42. Mostly clear and sunny again on Sunday with a high of 72. Sunday night calls for chance of rain with the overnight lows of 46. Monday, 80% chance of rain with our highs of 62 and our overnight lows of 41. So we're looking for a beautiful weekend. Time to take your houseplants out and let them watered and sunshine and enjoy maybe taking walks outside with your family or backyard activities. Great time to be outside. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. All right, so we've got a great morning and two wonderful guests with us in the studio right now. We're all talking about things locally here that are extremely timely.
And we're here with Carrie Schutte and Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Health and Human Services, and we're going to be talking about what the county's doing. We have a number of questions, and they've got a number of answers. So we want to, again, share information. It kind of feels like we're one of those essential businesses out there.
And you can always go to
our... I read that the cannabis dispensaries are considered an essential industry out there, too.
Well,
you know, why do you go out there and you buy a bag of gummy bears and
you eat
a bunch of them? You know, you're
gummies
not so,
to be peaceful.
Yeah, you're not so ramped up. You're kind of like laid back there. I don't know if that works.
The only
problem then is that because the grocery shelves are empty, but maybe they have things like the comfort foods, like ding-dongs.
They were saying that the comfort food and be careful of, you know, not going too far into the couch potato syndrome. But anyway, welcome to our show this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, where do you want to start on today? I had one question that I wanted to ask you, and I don't want to, get you out of order, but the homeless situation. They had the first case of the COVID-19 down in Southern California that was in a homeless individual. Is this is the people in the homeless that are homeless out there on the streets? They obviously are more at risk. What's being done to or can we do anything about that?
Bam,
that's a great question. And yes, absolutely. Many of our homeless residents are at high risk, and Our local housing and health department officials are actively discussing this topic. They've already met a couple of times on it. Between the Health and Human Services Agency, our Shasta County Housing Department, Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Community Health Center, which runs the Hope Van, as you know, Hill Country Health and Wellness. They are all putting their heads together, and we're looking to have more information to share with all of you on that next week.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so moving we'd forward like- with, you know, with expedient delivery with the things that need to be done with our homeless as well. So
absolutely.
Our show, we schedule various things, but for you all will have a priority to share things, and you can always just call in instead of coming in.
Yeah. Also. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
And just give us a
breaking news.
Yeah. Just give us a call the day before, and then we can pass this on to the people out there, because this is not something that's going to be over in 2 weeks, is it?
It does not appear that is the case. It is definitely, when you look at the incidence of COVID-19, those graphs are just showing up in the number of people who have the virus, and that's why we're hopeful that this shutdown in our state is going to slow down that spread, so we don't overwhelm our hospitals.
Well, but I'm reading from a variety of scientists, and by the way, my friends, on Facebook and on our show, we're not going to say anything that we have not looked at and researched. I mean, so much stuff on Facebook is such trash.
Oh my goodness!
and so what we do is, like the talking about the anti-malaria pill. That seems to be, they're looking at right now. Well, they're looking at it, but there are a lot of side effects with that, too.
Yeah, I think that has been one of the problems that ever since this has started, we have really had to try to, quash the misinformation and the rumors that were out there, really trying to tell people to go to official sources. And I know this is the hot topic, and like you just said, some of these drugs that, the experts are looking into, that is great, and let's all hope that, they can find that silver bullet that would help everybody. But, just jumping to conclusions one side or the other is something that really everybody can maybe try to work on, and just try to keep a level head in this whole thing.
And we have to do that because of what's going on with this. I saw where a scientist, it seems very, very simple. They said if a person with the virus can, if they stay at home, they're not going to infect anybody. If they're out, they're going to infect two or three people who then, this becomes exponential then. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the more testing we're doing, the more results are coming back.
And the work that we need to, as we get to more questions here with our Health and Human Services from Shasta County, is the word pandemic. And I think, Carrie, I can say, and Tim, in my lifetime, there may have been some other pandemics, but it's never affected where I lived with a shutdown, or restaurants with a shutdown, mm-hmm. or theaters with a shutdown. I mean, we were in San Francisco, Hamilton, to go see Hamilton, shut down. You got to roll with what happens.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't serve you well to get angry. So we're so happy that you came in today, because we were like, well, you never know. But thanks for living your word and your commitment to Shasta County Health Services.
Okay, we've asked about the homeless. So what's our next topic here?
Well, what do you think?
I think one thing. We've been talking about, the accurate information that we want to get out there. We do want people to know that hopefully by the end of the day, we've been working collaboratively with a number of healthcare organizations and our community partners, and they have just been great in all of this, the coordination to get the correct information out. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mayors, Mercy, Shasta Community Health Center, Rancheria Tribal, Health. I mean, just absolutely great community partners. And we will have a more comprehensive website so people can go to that. It hopefully will be live by the end of the day. So we'll be sending that information out there. So
okay.
That's one thing that we can talk about. And also part on that website is going to be some of the things that people can do, to help their mental health through all of this, because I think that is a big part of this is, you know, helping all of our friends and family and our neighbors to really cope with this mentally.
Yeah, we're not really sure yet how that's going to unfold, but every hour is something like anxiety or whatever. The more that we read or listen to or information, but we just have to stay calm. And you're right, Tim, of us doing it together.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back because one of the things that we need to face is the domestic violence. There could be an uptick in domestic violence. Maybe we can address that, one safe place isn't shutting down. But this is something that because of the stress, maybe not working, and there could be a lot of things, alcohol, which there doesn't seem to be a shortage of that. So like to address that and other things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and our friends over at Home Helpers. She's looking for people right now to help out because they are having a surge also of being able to take care of people in the homes. Other people can't, they're having to either shelter in place or they can't get to the people. You can give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more from readyhomehelpers.com. But they're there for you whether it's an hour a day or 24 hours a day. Reading Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. We'll be right back with Carrie Schutte and Tim Mapes from Shasta County Health and Human Services.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You can hop into our chat room on our website here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can give them a call at 221-0441 if you've got questions about the craziness that's going on in the financial markets. It looks like that coming back today after they made the announcement that they're going to be sending out assistance to every man, woman, and child in the United States, which is a good idea. It's the money that we've given the government. They can give it back to us early.
And also helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners.
Since 1993.
Maxwell Insurance.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're here with Carrie Schutte and Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Health and Human Services. We talked about homeless, ramping up to help out with the homelessness. We have had one case in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. That person has recovered. It was from a travel-related. When you look at the cases in the heavy attrition, like in Washington State, you can most of those were out of one nursing home that the person came back, and then of the compromised immune systems. It ran right through that, the nursing home. So,
but we have person-to-person spread zero at this point, community acquired. So at the break, we were talking about where to go with this segment. Carrie?
Yes. So, yes, we do have the one positive case, and that person has recovered. We have a total of 55 negative cases as of yesterday when the lab was done testing, the public health lab. There are also dozens of tests that are being run at our commercial labs, and we don't get the results of those unless they are positive. So we don't have an exact count on that. But there is testing going on in our community. While we would certainly love to be able to test everybody here, we do, of course, have a limited supply, which is a challenge for everyone in our country right now. And so we are testing the folks who are most at risk and showing the most severe symptoms.
Which is a high fever.
A high fever, a cough,
right.
That sort of thing. And we're just telling people that we know that it can be frustrating to maybe be exhibiting mild to moderate symptoms that may match the COVID symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you to stay home, get plenty of rest, isolate yourself, which is now it's ordered by our governor, and treat your symptoms until you get better. There, as you know, there's not a treatment for this right now. So that's what your doctor's going to tell you. So we just encourage you to act as if you have it, if you have the symptoms, and just err on the side of caution to protect the rest of your
distance
family.
Yourselves.
Yeah.
The point is that people that have gotten this, the vast majority of them recover. But the death rate for the for this virus is a couple percentage points higher than it is for regular flu. Now, the regular flu is different than the COVID-19. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
In the virulence of it or what?
Well, they're different. Two different viruses.
Right.
Yeah, the symptoms are similar, as you know, but they are completely mm-hmm. different things.
And Tim, you were talking about also about the Bay Area to look at the outbreak that's happening in the Bay Area and how fortunate we are and people to take heed. Could you share what we discussed?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at the Bay Area in Southern California and some of the other places that are seeing that community spread, and that's where a lot of, the governor's mandate, kind of came down, is coming from. And you may hear some people say, well, we're not seeing that here. Why are we disrupting our lives and our kids don't get to go to school and that type of thing, which, is not fun. But where we are right now, if we are able to follow those mandates as well as we can, our community really could be ahead of the curve on this and not see some of the problems that we're seeing other places. So we really tell people, our area, we know about wildfire, and ever since the fires, a couple years ago, they do the defensible space, and you're seeing all that work of clearing out the area so that they stop the spread of fire. And if we were to have one, and we've been saying earlier this week, you know, think of the social distancing as kind of like defensible space for people. You know, you remove that fuel, and hopefully this virus,
that's
if it were to come
analogy. That's a great analogy. Yeah. You know, and we're going to start using that. Think of this as you would defensible space.
We understand that here. So
yeah, you know, the other thing, too, when you talk about social distancing, that gets people, you know, people get confused about that.
Yeah.
The word should have been physical distancing, mm-hmm. or in this case, defensible space. Yeah. I like that. Maybe we'll just start using that and, you know, and keep in washing your hands. Using hand sanitizers, coughing in your arm, or coughing to a Kleenex or something like this. I'm seeing restaurants that are taking all, you know, you used to be able to get the utensils there, you mm-hmm. know, out of containers. Now those are all gone now. Now they're bringing them to you like that. And we can't forget too is that those businesses that are open. And a lot of them are takeout now, mm-hmm. or they'll bring it out to your car. That we can't stop using these businesses, mm-hmm. or we're going to have more of a. It's going to be a bigger problem than COVID-19.
And that's been a really nice thing to see the community's reaction to this. You see online of the companies that are offering the curbside takeout and you know home delivery and that type of thing, and really helping our local stores and restaurants that are able to do that, and we can hopefully get them through it.
Yeah. So the number to call is 211.
Yes, 211 is a fantastic one-stop shop for local resources if you want to get connected with resources, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. You've got a wonderful website. I've not been on before, Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, and you guys are updating this constantly about, like, again, the positive cases, the whole section for the COVID-19. Where else do we want to go?
Well, I have breaking news for you, Linda.
Oh, I like it.
We have the website that Tim was just talking about has just gone live. It's ShastaReady.org.
Okay, let's – ooh.
And it is, it's a collaborative. If you look at the bottom of that website, it shows all of the folks who have helped us put resources together. We've got Health and Human Services, Dignity Health, Shasta Regional, Mayor's Memorial Hospital District, Shasta Community Health Center, the Rancheria, County of Shasta, City of Redding, City of Anderson, and City of Shasta Lake. So we are absolutely a united force. And you know, as you know, with our, healthcare providers, during a normal day, there are competitors, and in an instance like this, we are absolutely united as one team trying to fight.
That's
this
lovely.
Together.
You know, we experienced that yesterday when we did a pre-record with Dr. Orna Gillish at all of the Shasta Regional professionals and the emergency doctors and some people called them, but they did talk about and our sister and our brother mm-hmm. and hospitals. And medical facilities,
yeah,
which is
on,
very important. We're all affected by this.
People can go online at Mercy, and I'm sure at Shasta Regional, and if it's anything to do with COVID-19, they're waiving the cost it would be for online. You all are working, I imagine, at a cyclic rate over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. You know, we're trying to get information out, which is really important. And, you know, because fear grows for lack of information.
Shasta Ready, that's Shasta, R-E-A-D-Y, .org. Just came on. And, of course, the navigation. They've got the COVID-19 overview, frequently asked questions, what should you do, taking care of yourself, prevention, testing criteria, medical professionals. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been taking a lot of the questions that we're seeing online and in the news conferences that we have been holding. Really
and
trying
at
to
11
get,
o'clock every day.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday through Friday. But we're taking a lot of those frequently asked questions that we were seeing a lot and really tried to put that information on that website. So hopefully, you know, that can really answer those things that
what's been the question
about.
That you've gotten the most?
Why aren't you testing all mm-hmm. of us?
Okay. And right now it's because, you know, when I see this, this is you would have to have a specific test for that specific virus. So it's a type of thing is that you have to ramp up those kits. and getting those kits made.
Right, and there's just a limited supply. You know, as Tim was talking about the fire, when the fire happened, all the resources came to Shasta County and helped us out. In many situations where there's a disaster of some kind, it's in a specific location, and other jurisdictions rally around to help. In this situation, it's a worldwide pandemic. Everyone's experiencing the same problems that we are, so it's not like we could say, hey, we need a bunch of test kits, and other communities can send them to us because everybody needs them.
Everybody needs them, but they're making them, from what I understand, as fast as they can and getting them out.
Exactly.
And despite the fact that, you know, everybody cannot be tested at this point, and hopefully that changes very soon, you know, with the commercial labs coming more online. But even with that being said, I know it's been a frustration for the public not being able to get those tests or there being a criteria, but we still are very, very lucky in Shasta County to have such a state-of-the-art public health lab to rule out some of those really high-risk cases that we were seeing.
Well, you know, that's very important. And, you know, the thing, too, is just remember is that the longer or the more defensible space we have around us, it's going to slow this down.
That is certainly our hope.
It's going to slow it down. And, my friends, we're going to find out what sacrifice is. I think, you know, and our fathers and mothers picked up their guns to and sacrifice to defend our country, as many of our veterans have. Only thing we're asking here is for you to stay at home.
Yep.
And not hoard, not get panicky and buy stuff so other people that do need.
And be careful what you flush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't. Sorry. You can't get over that one, can you?
No, I can't get past people flushing down their T-shirts. Sorry. Headline news today.
Portion of the show is brought to you by. I also understand that disposable wipes should not be put down
correct.
The toilet because they do not decompose.
No, they do not.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by somebody we've been talking about all morning, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not only are they one of the ones that are leading the fight here to try and combat the COVID-19 along with our other medical professionals out there, but they have they're not stopping their regular operations. The emergency rooms are going, and this is what, you know, we suggest too, is that don't clog up the emergency rooms if you think that you're ill. Go into the walk-in clinics, go into those places, and because the emergency rooms are there for that emergencies.
Yes.
And if you have 1,000 people come down there that think that they may have the virus, it's going to do nothing but break the system down.
And then even that recommendation, just always to remember, even if you go to that walk-in clinic or your regular provider, to if you're having those respiratory illness symptoms, to call ahead so that they know you're coming and they can take the proper precautions.
And they'll come out to you
and
they'll test. Okay. 8:31 in the morning, and we'll be right back with our friends from Shasta County Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And good morning to everybody, and I'd like to, it's Friday, the 20th of March, 8:36 in the morning. Our temperature today is probably around 42. It's going to be beautiful today.
It's around. All right, sunny
it'll
today.
Be around 40.
A high of 66 today.
There you go.
Beautiful weekend ahead of us.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Now, these are the guys and girls that are keeping the gas, the aviation fuel, the diesel moving throughout the this whole, you know, like 12 western states out here. Without them, you wouldn't be able to fill up your gas tanks. And they are truckers, and they are moving this stuff. And we have to give a shout out to our trucking industry,
right?
Who are continuing to deliver the goods. If they stop, then you can start having a little bit of a problem. But they're still running. We're still stocking the shelves. You got to give them a chance to catch up at night and stop buying toilet paper.
So thank a trucker.
And listen, yeah, because now you're causing people to use their T-shirts in the sewers, which are backing up. SST Oil, 241-1167, an employee-owned business, and always looking for good employees.
All right.
We're here with Terry Schutte and Tim Mapes from Shasta County Health and Human Services. And here's a thing that was on Facebook, and we were just – and this leads us into it. I'm starting to hear that hospitals are refusing to test people because our local county health department leader has a strict guideline if you do not meet all the symptoms. My thought is an unknown situation, and we shouldn't be assuming everyone will have the same symptoms. Why shelter in place if we are not testing to contain those infected?
Comments on that.
Yes. So as we've been talking about, we do have a limited number of tests, and so we have to make sure that we prioritize those for the people who are the sickest in our community. We have done in our lab, we've done 56 tests so far, and one of them was negative. That was a traveler. So we do not currently at this time that we are aware of have community spread. So that's great news for us. If your doctor, if you have severe symptoms and you go and see your doctor. Your doctor may order a test from a commercial lab if they don't meet the criteria for our testing. Our public health lab testing is pretty restrictive because of the limited supply. We need to make sure that we maintain that supply for the people who are the most critically ill. We're hoping that that's going to change over time as more supplies become available. But right now, the best way to protect yourself and your family members and the public is by staying home.
And in the absence of having those, you know, mass testing capability at this time, when you go see your provider, even if they may suspect it, that type of thing, but you don't rise to the level of, you know, getting that test, you know, medical providers will give you the advice, you know, of what you should do, whether you need to go home and do that, you know, self-isolation and monitor your symptoms and assume that you do have it so that you don't spread it, whether it's that or something else.
Well, that's, you know, it's just, it seems to be like, no duh. Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing, too, is that when we're distancing, we can't let loose of our social network.
Because connections.
You have to be connected also with people. That's part of what happens. You know, as far as the homeschooling, my favorite thing I saw was I'm homeschooling my kids. Two of them have been suspended, and the teacher got fired for being drunk. We know somebody with 8 children.
Oh, my goodness.
I can just imagine what's and pregnant with a 9.
But she homeschools.
But she homeschools. So, imagine all of those are probably handling it a lot better than all the people that all of a sudden have gotten 4 kids at home that are there.
You know, I was thinking about it just the other day, and I'm interrupting you, but I was thinking about what do you do, you know, like how do you make up things that are inventive for your family? Like I was thinking if you had 2 or 3 kids at home, wouldn't it be fun just for the kicks to say, draw straws, and that kid gets to be boss for the day?
Nice. I like it.
So, and all of a sudden, now they're in control of, you know, okay, are you going to make everybody do their chores?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to make the chore board? Are you going to make dinner? Are you going to create the menu? Are you going to walk the dogs? Are you going to feed the dogs? Are you going to tell everybody in the family what they need to do? So it's kind of like coming back into when everybody's in this thing together, we're not zoning out. And there are creative ways, I think, in order to self-isolate or your family as well.
Is that a question or somebody on the line?
We have Lori on the line.
Oh, okay. Lori, good morning. Do you have a question for Health and Human Services?
Yes, good morning. I was just checking to see if they're aware of the similarity of the flu symptoms and how it's also very similar to radiation exposure, like with 5G. I'm hearing that schools and malls, while everybody's been cleared out and we're under shelter in place, that they might be doing some installs at night when there's not people to kind of observe, watch, and I think there's people. Some parents are concerned that they don't want to put their kids back onto the school campus. So I'm kind of curious if they're aware of the similarities, because yes, there could be a germ pathogen going on. Yes, there's a possibility there could be delivered through the aerosol spraying. Who knows? I'm just concerned about these cell towers that keep going up.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lori.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. You're not seeing, I assume you're not seeing anything like that.
We are not aware of anything of that nature. We do know that the flu symptoms and COVID-19 are similar, for
right.
sure.
Going back to the social networking, finding ways of staying in touch, I understand in Europe they are degrading the Netflix and a lot of these others, you know, slowing it down because their pipes aren't big
right.
enough
to
handle this. We haven't reached that, I don't believe, in the United States, but, you know, right now the pipes are handling because so many people now are home on the Internet mm-hmm. and watching Netflix and all these others. We're not experiencing any types of communication problems in our agencies, though, on something like this.
We don't seem to be at this time. We know we've had, an awful lot of traffic on our website and our Facebook pages. So far, so good as far as everything holding up.
Yeah, and any slight problems that we've seen have kind of been, you know, we've kind of wondered, hey, is this our system or that type of thing? But we've been doing some conference calling and come to find out the service that we use nationwide, they were saying they were having those issues because so many people at least are taking heed and trying to do their work from home and doing conference calls, which is a good thing. But those companies are working on those, you know, challenges, and hopefully it just gets better while we're stuck in this situation.
Well, the number of deaths we've had in the United States is, you know, compared to other countries is low, but they're using New York as an example of how this virus can spread and how other states compare to that. When you look how it ramped up in New York so quickly, and some states are lower than, I mean, the less populated states you can imagine, you know, their numbers are a lot, you know, that it's the infection rate is a lot lower because they're further apart. But again, we go back into the best way to do this is your is the hygiene that we talk about, washing your hands, coughing, you know, into your sleeve or a handkerchief, and but then keeping distance. Now, people do have to go out though; they do have to go to stores. What are you recommending for that?
We just recommend that people are just really vigilant about going out only when you need to, you know, referring to the governor's orders as to, you know, what's okay to do and what's not. If you go to the grocery store, we certainly encourage you to, you know, wash your hands, use the hand sanitizer that's available at the grocery, at the, with the grocery carts, go home, wash your hands again. It's not, it certainly isn't. We keep repeating those messages over again. I'm sure people are tired of hearing them, but that really is what helps protect this disease from prevent this disease from spreading.
As of this morning, 13,000 people infected in the United States, 205 U.S. deaths, most of these from underlying conditions, 250,000 in throughout the world, and rising, 10,000 plus deaths. That the the 14%, they said that if most people recover and only a fraction of total infections are severe enough to require hospitalization, about 14% they estimate, the sheer scale of the epidemic will put tremendous strain on hospitals, healthcare workers, and other patients who may see unrelated procedures delayed. So I know that they've shut down a number of operating rooms for what's the word for
Elective
procedures, right? I mean, they're still in there for, you know, to save people's lives and all this.
We'll be back after these messages with Carrie Schutte and Tim Mapes, who are with the Shasta County Health and Human Services here today. And we're going to announce again one more time, just went live with another website that's very informative on the coronavirus and what to look for, questions, et cetera. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota Construction Equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The Backo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backo and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. 8:50 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. It's going to be beautiful. A beautiful day. We're here with...
And weekend.
Tim Mapes and Carrie Schutte from the Shasta County Health Department, Health and Human Services. But let's go to the phones. Carrie.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, we're going to be having some information more on the coronavirus, some updated stuff, and we're also going to have some things about the deep state, where the tie-in is there. We just got an email from Mark Muser. He was the Republican who ran for Secretary of State of California. He's talking about the constitutionality of what the governor's doing, right, wrong, or indifferent. The point is there's some really neat information that's going to be coming out. And we want to invite people to listen in on 1460 AM and
96.5.
You're rather home.
86.
You've only said it like 536,000 times.
Yes, and the music always sounds better on FM.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Good stuff.
We're going to be keeping our station open on the weekend. We have local shows and people like Terry's show is going to be discussing it. I'm sure We the People had a Chinese scientist on a couple weeks ago talking about this from their viewpoint of what was happening in China, and this guy is saying is that they haven't even gotten close to telling us the truth about what's happening over in China. But see, I cannot verify that, so we don't talk about it. But he seems to think that there's the things that they're saying. Like right now, Wuhan province has not had another case for two or three days now. So have they beaten it? Mm-hmm. But can we trust that? There's the question is. So with Carrie Schutte and Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Health and Human Services, the one thing we want to do, the reason we're doing defensible space, which we all understand because of fires, is the fact is we want to flatten the curve. We want to make it a hump and not a peak. So if we flatten the curve, which means that, yes, people will be infected, but at a slower rate, then we will not be overcome in our medical facilities. And that is the most important thing, isn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. As you've seen in other parts of the world and the nation, those healthcare systems are really, really struggling to take care of their patients. And so if we can flatten that curve, like you said, hopefully, you know, as more cases show up, our hospitals will be able to easily treat them, get them on their way without overrunning the emergency department. I did want to add that
sure.
Many people are, you know, this is a big, scary thing for many of us. Our hospital partners are ready for this. Mm-hmm. They work on emergency preparedness all year long in partnership with us at Health and Human Services and each other. They've got a fantastic partnership, and they are ready. They deal with infectious diseases all the time, every day.
Mass casualties.
Mm-hmm. Mass casualties, yes. And they are absolutely confident. We, at our media briefing yesterday, it was great to hear our hospital partners saying, we're ready to take care of all of you. We need you to do your part with the
yes.
social distancing and all those things. But when and if this comes here bigger than it is now, then we are ready to take care of you.
Well, the National Guard's out, and the reason they're out is so they can put up facilities. They can start using their medical facilities. And we could, you know, President Trump in one stroke of the pen could have all of our military, you know, from the bases around, start deploying out to help. And I'm not talking walking the streets. I'm talking about take care of it. You know, if it got that big, they've got one of the Navy hospital ships is in the New York Harbor. They've asked for another one for going down to L.A.
A thousand
beds. Having been on one of the hospital ships, they've got tremendous capabilities in there. And it's not just the hospital ships. A lot of the other ships have got operating rooms for, you know, several hundred people, for this too.
And just to add to what Carrie was talking about, you know, the hospitals being ready, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, flattening the curve and drawing this thing out and trying to keep that surge of cases from happening. This is the time of year that hospitals typically are very busy with the regular flu.
Right.
And so they see a large census of patients at this time. So being able to not add this onto that and kind of get past the traditional flu season, which on the West Coast usually peaks around March and April still, because it usually moves from east to west. So being able to do that and getting out of the regular cold and flu season would also help, you know, the response as well.
You know, the other thing about this is, besides of us doing our part, our sacrificing on this, and people sacrificing means you're staying at home, you're distancing yourself from other people, that you're clean, you know, you're practicing hygiene, you go out to the stores, maybe if you are ill, you go to one of the walk-in clinics to, you know, to check it out, but call them first, as you said. Mm-hmm. Even the veterinarians are having people, they're not letting people in. They're taking the dogs and cats and snakes in, but people aren't walking in. I mean, this is just a way that we can fight this. This is the best way of fighting this, is distancing it and keeping ourselves healthy and eating healthy, believe it or not. You know, making sure that your system is, you know, don't overload on junk food,
mm-hmm.
All of these things. So it's going to be a sacrifice. And please don't forget our small businesses.
Right.
You know, some of them, we're gonna see some of them not here after mm-hmm. this, because they can't go for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to try and support these small businesses as we can.
We really appreciate you both joining us today. And, you know, Carrie, you're just a wonderful writer. You're still writing for doing articles for Enjoy the Magazine. We've really loved seeing some of your articles. And how long have you been with Shasta County Health and Human Services?
I am going on year 13 right
really?
Now.
Really? I had no
yeah.
idea
yeah.
that you were doing this as well.
Well, I've seen Carrie's name in all this. And you've been on before, I think.
I have been,
point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
maybe
on
the Enjoy segment.
I know her from someplace.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate so much what you all are doing and for our community. And this is for the long haul, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be over in 2 weeks. And so don't think it's going to be over in 2 weeks.
And we definitely want to thank you both, Carl and Linda, for having us today and for continuing to help us spread those messages. People listen to you and trust you and respect you, and our media partners are absolutely critical right now to help us get these important messages out.
Well, thank you. We're going to be running public service announcements from Health and Human Services. They're going to be sending them over to us. One of the things is to get to this new webpage.
Yeah.
That's just
and the new webpage is called
ShastaReady.org.
There we go.
There you go, ShastaReady.org. It's got so much information there for you and so many questions that have been asked, why aren't we being tested? What about the testing kits? All of these things, and it's all on that page or those pages. So please use that. And if you have a question, dial 211. Not 911, but 211. And there'll be somebody there to answer questions.
You can also do that by via text as well on your phone. You can text the word coronavirus to the number 211-211. That's a lot of twos, but it's just that's the number that you put in there, 211-211.
Okay, so then if you can get some information on it. Again, people, this is a long haul. There's no reason to panic. Let's keep our social distancing there this weekend. Take that time to work around the house. Mm-hmm. Domestic violence cases, make sure that you do call the police. Make sure that you are, this is a time where there's stress, so it's kind of time to take that deep breath and help each other out.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks again so much for being here. Monday we'll have a rerun of that show from last night.
Shouts to regional medical experts, Dr. Orna Gill's show, along with the head emergency room physician and the gal who runs emergency rooms, as well as call-ins from experts about
the modeling, computer modeling of what this can look like. It works with the Center for Disease Control. We'll have that on Monday morning. We'll still be here to also to pass some other things on and have it archived so you can listen to it. All next week we're going to be looking at what our society here in Shasta County and Redding, what we can do to help each other and also stay healthy. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and give ourselves a lot of distance today.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.